TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
T.M. Hyman Radio Live, 9.05 p.m. here in the Social Lab. You're hearing a different voice at the beginning of the show tonight. That's because the General is up there flying in those friendly skies, as he does quite often. So you know what? It's ladies' night tonight. Your girl Hot Chocolate on the boards, and I am joined by my beautiful, lovely co-host, all the way live, as the General would say, from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up for Madam CeeLo Boston.
Good morning in the evening time. How do you do?
Let's pit hopping.
Yep. Tell me, man, it's cold here in Charlotte for no reason. And, yeah, I'm ready for it to be over. I'm glad CIAA is over. And, yeah. Prices.
You got one wish. Yeah, CIAA is over, and I from what I saw on social media, it was definitely a time to be had by all.
Listen, I can't get involved in all that. It's too many people down there, and I don't like it.
Good for the Charlotte economy, though. All the way live from South Carolina. I got ready to say somewhere different. In true General fashion, because he messes it up all the time. Columbia, South Carolina.
There you go. There you go.
Give it up for our resident culinary specialist, extraordinary. I can't think of more adjectives for her. Give it up for me. What's going on? Chopping it up with
you tonight. Hey. Howdy. How are we, ladies?
I swear to God, I'm great.
That's my shit.
Sweater. SWEATER. Sweater God.
Yes, honey. You got to run it all together. Sweater God.
All together. Yes, all together. It is Wednesday night in the Social Lab. It is Relationship Wednesday. And boy, do we have a doozy for you. So, we are going to explore
terrible news.
Let me help me say it right, because I'm going to tear the word up.
Polyamorous relationship.
Mm-hmm. Which translate loosely to sister wives. Right? That's how that works out.
That's it.
Okay, so the real breakdown of that is me, you, her, and her.
Mhm. But they still got to be able to take care of them, though. They can't just, you know, get them and dog them. They got to take care of them for it to be able to.
You can't, as the male, you can't sign up for, you know, all the fun and then not be able to support the fun that you're having. So,
right.
You might want to have
that, though. You know what I mean?
Lots of financial stability.
Right. I don't know. I couldn't do it.
So our question is tonight, do you agree with it or do you disagree with it? Is that our question tonight, ladies, or is it a deeper question?
I think as part of the question, can I kind of touch on what really started this whole conversation? Okay, I have a girlfriend. Her and her husband have actually been married for 9 years, and they have three kids. And we were out to dinner a couple of weeks ago, me and her. And she just kept looking at this one particular female. And I was like, do you know her? Because it was making me uncomfortable. Because I'm like, you're really kind of eyeing. And she was like, you know, I'm not sure if she would be our type. And so now I'm looking at her glass like, did somebody slip her ass something? Like, what? She's tripping. We've never had this type of conversation. So I'm kind of like lost. So she says, okay, see. Yeah, she said, let me explain to you. She said, you know, we played around with the whole threesome type thing. And I'm like, okay. She said, but, you know, it comes a point where you have to look at your relationship to see what works for you. She said, you know, my husband is handsome. I'm attractive. You know, I've stepped outside of our marriage. He's stepped outside of the marriage. We've decided that, you know, that's not the way we want to go. We want to have someone else come in and he take care of the both of us. And she lives with us. She takes care of our children the way that I would take care of our children. If she has children, we would bring her children in. And I'm sitting there like, you better just shut the front door. So this is like some straight sister wives type situation.
Yeah.
And she said that they had to mature in their relationship to get to this point. And he wants her to pick the female and kind of groom her, per se, as to what he looks for in a mate. And then he'll slowly come in and see if it's a fit. And I was like, you better shut.
Oh, no. Okay, so that's the situation. That's the situation. 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in. Remember, if you want to make a comment, press 1 so the engineer knows that you want to make a comment and we can get you in for the end of the show. I think this is a topic that we probably should have slated for an hour, because I don't think our 30-minute time slot tonight is going to allot for that. But what it is going to allot for is some delicious, delectable, mouth-watering, tasty. Oh, we're going to chop it up with these.
I got beans, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rice, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, greens.
Okay, okay. Tonight, I'm going to make it really quick. Even though it's kind of a lengthy dish, I really want to get back to the topic. So tonight, my dish is my Rasta pasta. What you're going to need is 1 pound of chicken tenderloin, 8 ounces of small shrimp deveined, 1 pound of penne pasta, 1 red bell pepper, 1 green bell pepper, 1 yellow or orange sliced bell pepper, 3 medium garlic cloves minced, 1 large onion thinly sliced, and 4 or 5 sprigs of thyme leaves, and just a little bit of olive oil for sautéing. You're going to sit that to the side. Now, for your seasoning for your chicken, as well as your shrimp, you're going to need a nice heaping tablespoon of jerk seasoning. I like to use Grace's. That's just my personal preference. 3 teaspoons of green seasoning, which is a mixture of coconut milk, 1 teaspoon of salt, Cajun seasoning, jerk seasoning, and some thyme. 1 pinch of salt, and 1 teaspoon of oil. Now you're going to wash and clean your chicken and shrimp, season and place in a separate Ziploc bag, leave to marinate a few hours or overnight. You're going to boil your pasta according to your box directions, drain, and drizzle with just a little bit of oil just to coat it. Cover the pasta the remainder of your meal cooks. You're going to then chop up your onion, garlic, peppers, set that to the side. You're going to add in your coconut milk to a small pot, add in your salt, your Cajun seasoning, your jerk seasoning, and your thyme, and you're going to let that simmer a little bit. Then you're going to cook your chicken and shrimp for about 2 to 3 minutes. You don't want to cook it all the way through, because if so, it'll become tough when you add it in with your pasta. Then you're going to saute your onion, garlic, your thyme, leaves, and your peppers. Add your chicken and shrimp, toss together. Pour your milk mixture over your meat and peppers. Let that simmer for about 2 to 3 minutes until your coconut milk looks slightly thick. Then you're going to add in your pasta to coat, and then you kind of taste it to see if you need to adjust your salt and your pepper. But I'm going to tell you, for me personally, you make this dish, say, tonight, and you eat it tomorrow night. All of those flavors will marry together, and your taste buds will explode.
Let it marinate overnight. That and other delicious recipes you can find on our website, tmhammerradio.com. Chopping it up with Fee like we do every Wednesday night. Thank you, Fee.
You're welcome.
So, back to the topic, polyamorous relationships. Yay or nay, and we cannot forget that it is also Women's History Month. It's a very important fact, though. And Madam Boston is going to bless us with a Women's History Month tidbit of information.
And yes, I will. And guess what's going on? I got to find it. I have it, people. Look, Women's Day is Women's History Month is, it was declared like annual, an annual holiday. A holiday month, right? But it's celebrated during March also in the United States, the United Kingdom, and Australia. Now, it also corresponds with the International Women's Day on March 8th. And during October in Canada, it corresponds with the celebration of Person's Day on October 8th. Found information, like, for instance, Person's Day, right? Because I'm like, I have never heard of that. Had y'all heard of Person's Day?
No.
What day?
Person's Day.
Person's Day?
Yeah. So Person's Day, because it all correlates. The Women's History Month all correlates with these holidays across, the world. So Person's Day is a celebration in Canada that's held in October, well, on October 18th. So where that comes from is there was a case, Edwards versus Canada, and it's more commonly known as the Person's Case, but pretty much what it came down to is it held that women were eligible to sit in the Canadian Senate. And like that started for like 1909. And so it's like we have been fighting as women for a long time to be looked at as equal, to be respected. Just as much as the men respect each other, just to be treated equal as human beings. And it's crazy we have to have a Women's History Month, but at the same time, we get to put emphasis on the strength of the women that came before us. I think it's awesome that, it correlates, across the world. I mean, they even have, it's the International Women's Day. So, what I'm saying? So it's like this started back in the 1900s of women, again, fighting for equality. And it's like the things that I learned just because of the topic tonight was so, it was mind-blowing.
That's awesome that the fight for equality has been going on for that long.
Yes. And it's like, it's also empowering because it gives you another reason to keep going
you know, with these, you know, projects that we're doing and the people that we're helping along the way, and even the people that we've helped in the past, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. And that's my Women's History Month tidbit. And partially
thank
my
you, Madam Boston,
yes,
for
thank
that
you.
Little
Real Talk, 917-889-3926 is the number again to weigh in. Polyamorous relationship. Now, I'm just going to say this is just for me. Me personally, I can't be in any sort of relationship that involves more than two people because I don't like to share. I'm not that, if that's the case, open-minded. I haven't grown to that level of maturity, quote unquote, to be able to share my husband, lover, or boyfriend. Well, not boyfriend, husband, lover, you know, provider, all of that with one or more women.
Right. Yeah, I can't do that because Dinah's sensitive. Mm-hmm. You can be humping other women. And you had me breaking out.
I mean, you know, it's not like that's not a reality, but I just wasn't gonna touch on that part. The breakout part, you know, the whole, you know, sexual part but that's interesting too, because you know, I have heard some females say not necessarily polyamorous relationships, but you know, they know that their man steps out, they I guess make it sound like a better deal, like, oh well, you know, he can be over there jumping up and down on her or sleeping with her all the time, that way I don't got to do it. Really? I thought that was one of the fun things that you did in your relationship.
Yeah, and speaking with my girlfriend, they've done like extensive research on it, and
right.
It's to the point where she's stating you're having this other female in your home rearing your children, like this is their other mom. Like she says, whoever this individual that comes in, everything that I have access to within my home, including my children, including my husband, including the bills, she's all in the mix of that. And I'm like, wow.
Hold on. She
can't do it. It's a no for me.
I'm not that grown. And I told
her. And I don't think I ever will be.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But for her, she was stating this is the way to keep down on the extramarital affairs.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, so say he gets pissed off at her, right?
Right.
And y'all are all in the same house. He's pissed off at her. But tonight, he's like, look, F her. Yeah, Tuesday night is her night, but I need Tuesday night with you. And she was like, the door will always be open. The way he shares my bed, he shares the bed with her. And I'm like, to me, why the sanctity of marriage then? To me, at this point, the marriage should dissolve.
Yeah, that's
and if you guys, right, you guys choose to be in a quote-unquote open relationship, let that be it. But I don't, especially now that kids are involved, her children are involved, I think that's too much to bring into that home.
That to me makes a mockery of the sanctity of marriage.
The kids don't know what's going on. The kids don't know that these are, you know what I'm saying? Like that.
Yeah, they do know.
The kids don't know that daddy's having sex with all of them. The kids don't know none of that. All they know is they get love that they
I don't
can
believe
get
that. Kids are smart.
Kids know.
Yeah, kids are smart. And if okay, just like, well, if he's sharing the bed with both parties, mm-hmm. kids aren't stupid that, okay,
right.
now tonight daddy is going in mommy's room, but tomorrow's night he's in Auntie Jackie's room.
But what
kids
if
aren't
not,
dumb.
What if the kids aren't seeing that?
I don't see how you could really not see it.
How do you keep them from seeing it if you all cohabit?
Yeah, I don't see. Yeah.
I mean, just like I've always had, you know, a lot of male friends. I could be dating someone. My daughter never knew who I was dating because it was always dudes around me. So she didn't, it wasn't like no one particular dude that was always coming around. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can keep certain things to kids, but now as they get older, when they get older, yeah, that's a whole different story. But I'm quite sure they'll figure out a way to explain it to them. But
I guess that's different because with you, like you said, you always had a bunch of male friends. With me
right.
and my girls, if a guy comes over, they're already giving you the side eye because
yeah.
mommy don't have guy friends like that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People
yeah.
don't come around like that. So with that
right.
particular situation, knowing my girlfriend, they don't have that. That's not the type of lifestyle
yeah.
they live. So to
right.
me, that will automatically raise a red flag with her kids. Just my opinion.
Well, I could also see why he would leave it up to her to pick the woman because he would want her to be comfortable with who the woman is versus him just bringing a woman home saying, this our new wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I don't agree with it, but, you know, hey, I don't knock nobody like that. They do what make them happy, you know. As long as they ain't hurting nobody.
Yeah,
well,
love that they can get regardless of who it's coming from, as long as it's not negative. Kids deserve love.
I think we're gonna have to put a pin in this one and save it for a part due, possibly next Wednesday, another ladies' night. Mr. Hyman may be in the air doing his general thing as he does. But yeah, great topic, ladies. Good conversation and definitely thought provoking. How mature do you have to be accepting of a lifestyle like this? And
right.
who puts the measure on that level of maturity is my question.
Absolutely. I agree.
Like, how do you know what level you have to get to be able to accept it?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, with someone that you care about, that you love. You know, like,
that
you
gotta
somebody
be willing to share
with,
that individual.
I don't know how accepted it would be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If somebody you didn't have sex with, though, how upset would you be?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Be like, all right. And you can choose to leave them alone. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not
saying
that they all have their choice. They made their choice, you know what I mean? And it works for them. So I wish them all the best. Hope they all happy. Every
yeah.
last one
yeah.
Even if they had
no.
two more.
Negative ghost rider.
Every last one.
Every last one, right. Because it's going to be about two more. You're going to slide them in there about, you know, every 2 years.
Yeah, and that was my question, and I'm pretty sure we'll carry this on to next week, but that was my question. When will it ever be enough? Now you brought another one in, you know. Right. Now here comes another one. You know,
right.
now it's, I mean, yeah, we're going to carry this over to another day because
they
I have
get
too many questions.
There you go. Look, we'll save it for part two. Ladies, take us home.
Yeah.
They live in compound. Yeah, whatever you do, do it well. And, yeah, check out out on Monday.
All
thank
right.
you for listening.
And you guys have a fantabulous day on purpose.
We
yeah.
are that crew, that team, that network. In place of the general, I am your girl Hot Chocolate, joined by the lovely Madam Boston. And C, good night. We will see you on Wednesday.
See him live. 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 See him live